الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده ونصر عبده وانجز وعده وهزم الاحزاب وحده والصلاه والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وقال تعالى بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين وقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام من كزم غيظا وهو قادر على ينفذه دعا الله تعالى على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة ويخيره من أي الحور إن شاء أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ونبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله أوصني فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تغضب وقال أوصني قال لا تغضب فردد مرارا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shows off His qudrat, He shows off His power and shows us how perfect in creating two opposite things existing at the same time. Man can only bring one thing into effect, and for the next thing to come into effect, he has to get rid of it, especially the opposite things. But Allah is the one can make fire and water coexist. When Malaika Allah creates, half of it is fire, half of it is snow, which makes up water when it melts. But the snow does not interfere with water, and the water is not interfering with the snow. So coming to the point that we're driving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various places of the Quran has taken oaths, and he goes on, sometime three, sometime four, sometime five. Allah needs not to take an oath, because Allah is not that being that lies can come out, that lies can come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعَدِهِ رُسُلًا. Don't even entertain the thought that Allah goes against His word. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. That who can be more truthful than Allah in speech and in discussion? There is no one more truthful than Allah. The point that Allah brings, when He brings oaths beforehand, He wants to drive at a specific point. For example, Allah is saying, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَتُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. Allah is taking an oath by a fig. Allah is taking an oath by an olive. Allah is taking an oath by the city of Makkah. Allah is taking an oath by various things. Amongst these oaths that Allah has taken, the one that we want to pick out is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَخْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. That Allah takes an oath by the night when it darkens, by the day when it brightens, and what He has created from man, male and female. Then He makes one point, إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. That your efforts, your motives, your endeavors are diverse. Everyone sitting here has a different motive, has a different sense of achievement, has a different emotion. All are not on one plane. Okay, let's take our physical creation. No person here is exact as the same person to the level of the thumbprint, to the extent of his fingerprint. Everyone differs. This shows the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shows how perfect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That Allah, inna sa'yakum lashatta. Your efforts, your endeavors, your achievements, your ambitions are different. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Kullu nasi yaghdu, fabayu nafsahu famu'tikuha umubikwa. Everyone wakes up in the morning with a different aim and goal in his life. One person is going and making effort, and he's toiling, he's working hard to free his soul from the fire of Jahannam. The other person is waking up, and he's also working and he's toiling, but he's destroying his soul and throwing it into the fire of Jahannam. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes to this extent to say, Ala inna bani adam khuliku fi tabaqatin shatta. Behold, listen carefully, the children of Adam have been created in different categories, with different temperaments, with different situations and circumstances that we'll face. All are not equal, all are not one level, and everyone differs. The same hadith is same. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَانَ يُولَدُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيَحْيَ مُؤْمِنًا وَيَمُوتُ مُؤْمِنًا. There is that person who is born as a believer, he lives as a believer, and he dies as a believer. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا يُولَدُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيَحْيَ مُؤْمِنًا وَيَمُوتُ كَافِرًا. There is that person who is born as a believer, he lives as a believer, and he dies as a kafir. Allah make us from the first category, that we're born as believers, we live as believers, and we also die as believers. So the point we're coming, that Nabi alayhi salat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, inna sa'yakum lashatta, that verily your motives, your goals, your ambitions are diverse. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. The first category, on one side you have those that wake up in the morning, they're seeking righteousness. So they give the money, they give their money in the path of Allah. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. Sincerely they believe in the truth. They believe in the year after. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. We pave the way between him and Jannat. We remove all obstacles and we make it easy for him to walk into Jannat. Then on the other side, on the opposite end of this, وَأَمَّا مَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. There is that person who is seeking mischief on the land, and then with his own wealth, he uses the authority of his wealth, or he abuses the authority of his wealth, and he becomes a miser, and he denies the truth. He denies the year after. He denies the existence of Allah. For him, we leave his road open to the road that he is taking and is making up on his own. So he'll make his road towards Jahannam. Like this, that Allah has created diverse or different motives and different sense of achievement in the heart of every person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, when he came to the matter of the temperament of insan, with regards to his anger, there are four categories. Minhum man kana, minhum man kana sari'ul ghadab, sari'ul fay. Wa minhum man kana bati'ul ghadab, bati'ul fay. Wa minhum man kana bati'ul ghadab, sari'ul fay. Wa minhum man kana sari'ul ghadab, bati'ul fay. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. He explained four categories. That man's temperament, when it comes to anger, there are four groups of people. One is the best group, that is that person. Very long it takes to incite this person and provoke this person. Very long his anger comes. After very long his anger comes up. And after building that anger, very quick it settles. Small or trivial things does not incite his anger. Very little comments or small comments does not incite this person and make him like a wild horse. And very quickly, after becoming angry, his mind settles, his heart settles. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, this is the best category a man can train his temperament of anger into. Remember, the Shariat is here to regulate. To regulate and train our temperament, our mind, our thinking. Allah has created فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah inspired in every heart the ability to do good and the ability to do evil. But then also وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ نَجْدَيْنَ. We have made clear the two roads. This road leads to the pleasure of Allah, and that road leads to the displeasure of Allah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to train mankind in the way that Allah is pleased. So the first way, the best of persons, is that person. Very long it takes him to become angry, and very quickly his anger settles. وَشَرُّهُمْ. And the worst of those people, that person, sari'ul ghadab, very quickly he becomes angry. Some person said something, he meant something else, but this person analyzed his statement and he became angry. For small things, he came home, the spoon is not placed right, or the food is not brought very quickly to the table. He became angry, and it takes very long for his anger to settle. This is the worst of persons. A person came in the shop. He had a good intention of looking at the goods. He may move something. Very quickly you become angry. In spite of the garment that you're wearing, and the topi that you're wearing, and the beard that you have, very quickly you become upset with that person who was sincere in coming to the shop. And very long this anger takes to calm down. So this is the worst of person. Then we have the third person. That person, sari'ul ghadab, bati'ul fay. Very quickly he becomes angry. And very long, it takes him very long to settle his, very quickly he becomes angry. Very long he settles anger, that's the worst of person. Very long it takes him to become angry, and very quickly it takes him to settle his anger. That is the third category. So one cancels off the other. One good quality he has, that it takes him, that he settles the anger very quickly, and it took him very long. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has divided the temperament of anger in the people into four. And he has also regulated or shown which way is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Musa alayhi salam, Shaitan comes to Musa alayhi salam, who was Kalimullah. And he says to Musa, "Oh Musa, I want to make tawbah." So Musa alayhi salam, he looks at him, he says, "You want to make tawbah?" He says, "I want to sincerely make tawbah." So Musa alayhi salam turns and he says, "Okay, let me make shafa'at for you in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before Allah." So on making shafa'at, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, "Do you think he's sincere or he's speaking a lie? Well, if he's sincere, then tell him to go make sajda at the qabr of Adam alayhi salam, which he refused to make while he was alive, while Adam was alive." So Musa alayhi salam is very happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a concession now to Shaitan, because if Shaitan now, he makes tawbah, then all the problems are solved. So he comes back, he says to Shaitan that Allah said this now, Allah will forgive you for everything you have done, but you take your head and you bow it by the grave of Musa Adam alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam says, Shaitan says, "Lam asjud lahu hayyan fa kayfa asjud lahu mayyitan?" While he was alive, I never make sajda to him. Now he is dead, I must make sajda to him. Then he said to Musa alayhi salam, "Anyway, thanks for the shafa'at and your try, but I'll tell you three things. I'll advise you three things. Salasa khisali. The first thing, uskurni indal ghadab. Remember me at the time when you get angry. These three things if you do, then you will control me and I will not control you." The first thing he said, that remember me when you get angry, because it's not blood that is flowing in your body. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَجْرِي مِنَ الْإِنسَانِ كَمَجْرَ الدَّمْ. Shaitan is flowing in your body like how blood flows in your body at that time. Then remember me. Uskurni inda liqa'il adu. When you're meeting the enemy in the battlefield, or you're going out in the path of Allah, remember me at that time. That time I'll remind you about your family. That time I'll remind you about your house. That time I'll remind you of your children. And you will turn your back away. And then he says the third thing, uskurni, remember me, when you sit with a ghair mahram woman in seclusion. فَإِنِّي رَسُولُهَا إِلَيْكَ وَرَسُولُكَ إِلَيْهَا. I am that SMS between you and her at that time. I am the one carrying the message at that time when you're sitting in seclusion with that ghair mahram woman. The point that is made, that time Shaitan is created from fire. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, إِيَّاكَ وَالْغَدَبُ فَإِنَّ الْغَدَبَ جَمْرَةٌ مِّن نَارِ جَهَنَّمُ. Beware of anger, because anger is no ordinary thing. It is a coal from the fire of Jahannam. And water extinguishes fire. So therefore it advised that take wudu. Even if you have wudu, take wudu. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ مِنْكُمْ ذَلِكَ. Whomsoever experiences anger, in kana qa'iman falyajlis. If he's standing, then please sit down. In kana jalisan falyattaji. And if he was sitting, please recline now. Please lie down and cool this anger. When sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says, O Nabi of Allah, awsini. O Nabi of Allah, awsini, advise me, wa aqlil. And don't make it very lengthy. Today we'll say, why this? How can this person come advise me, come ask me for advice, and then say, don't make it too long. But this was sahaba, they wanted that which is concise and that which they can practice upon. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, la taghdab. Don't become angry. So the sahabi said, could not understand. What is the wisdom behind the statement, la taghdab? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says to him, awsini, advise me again, I don't understand. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam repeats the words, he says, la taghdab, don't become angry. فَرَدَّدَ ذَلِكَ مِرَارًا. Three, four times, he said the same word, la taghdab. Sahaba was sitting there, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, I understood, al-ghadabu miftahu kulli sharrin. That anger is the key to all evil. Every evil that will come at is coming, or the beginning point, or the starting point was the anger of the person. One person comes to Luqman Hakim. And Luqman Hakim is looking at his son and says, Ya Bunayya, O son, if you want a good friend, how you test a good friend? At the midst of his anger, is able to cool and calm himself. Then that person should be your friend and make friends with him. And that person who cannot calm himself at that time, he is not going to be a good friend to you. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Man kazama ghayzan wa huwa qadirun ala an yunaffizahu da'ahu Allah ta'ala ala ru'usil khalaik. That person who swallows his anger. When the Quran speaks of anger, it does not speak about provoking anger. It always speaks about kazimin al-ghayz. That now swallow your anger. Suppress your anger. You have the authority. You have the power to implement it. Two statements or two words will cause you lifelong regret. Will deprive children of parents. Will deprive relation between brother and brother. Brother and sister. Business relation broken for life. Because of not controlling anger. And that person who swallows that anger at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him in front of the entire creation. And Allah will give him a choice from whichever hur he wants, or how many he wants, or how beautiful they are. Choose what you want and how you want, and how many you want. Another riwayat, wa fi riwayatin, yamla'u Allah ta'ala qalbahu imanan wa ridan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in place of this sip of anger which he swallowed, Allah is going to fill in his heart. Allah is going to pour in his heart in place of that iman and the pleasure of Allah. Ma min jur'atin azamu inda Allah ta'ala. There is no sip or no gulp more beloved to Allah than that gulp of anger which was swallowed out of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In spite of having the position and the authority to implement it. Today we look into ourselves. We look into ourselves in spite of our good character in the masjid, our pleasantness in the masjid. Let us come out, and on the slightest of comments, or on the slightest of gestures, we quick to react. And that reaction has caused lifelong regrets. I read the story somewhere, a person knocks up nails on the wall. He knocks a few nails, and this person asks him to remove the nails now. So after removing the nails, he says, now look at those marks on the plank or on the wood. So he says, just like that is the effect of anger. That you may make maaf, but the lines or that hurt or that wound still remains in the heart of the next person. One person came out of the house. His son, a young child, scratches the car with a nail. A new car. So the father takes the nail and scratches the hand of the child. The child's hand turned septic, and he had to lose the hand from his elbow. The car could be painted again. At the time of anger, he reacted. The car could be painted, but the hand could not be replaced. This is the effect of anger. One tabi is sitting and the rest of them are praising him. So he says to them, Ajarrabtani indal ghadab? Did you test me at the time of anger that you're calling me a good man? You must test me in three occasions. Ajarrabtani indal ghadab? Fawajattani haliman? Did you test me at the time of anger and you found me tolerant? Ajarrabtani indal safar? Fawajattani hasan al khulq? Did you test me at the time of journey and traveling with me? And you found me a person of good character. Ajarrabtani indal amana? Fawajattani aminan? Did you test me at the time of giving me something in trust to keep? And you found me as a trustable person. If you live with me 20 years, and you did not test me on these three occasions, then you don't know who I am. You don't know what kind of a person I am. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, the Shariat is that complete way, that there is a time to vent this anger. He comes home after a journey, and Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha hangs a cloth. The cloth has pictures on it. He comes home and immediately the color of his face turns pale and he becomes angry and he says, remove that cloth. Remove that cloth because this is the pictures of shaitan. Or it reminds you of shaitan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes this. So that time was the time to vent the anger. At the time when you're standing in a battlefield, at that time to be a tolerant person, at that time to be a humble person is not the right time. That is the time to be angry. That is the time to vent the anger. And there's those times to control it. So this is this complete deen, this complete way of life that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought to mankind. And through wahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, how do you vent this anger? When do you react and when you must not react? Allah make us those who are tolerant. Allah make us those who do not act and after that regret. Allah give us tawfiq of controlling this anger. There are many rewards that Allah has promised, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give in the year after for that person who controls his anger, and he knows he's calm. At the time when he's in extreme anger, he knows how to settle it. Like a bumping ball, he makes it still, and then when it needs to bump, then he bumps it. Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.